Radio.
It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop, and you're listening to Glenn Coble. I'm here on WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial, and this is my third show of the morning. If you recall, Swap Shop is a show where you can call in and sell your tchotchkes or your whatever you have in your garage or your basement, stuff you're trying to get rid of for a long time. You call in here and you give your phone number, what you're trying to sell, maybe some description of it, and we try to hold it to three or four items. We will not put on the air anything that has anything to do with, it has to be not registered, but it has to be licensed by the government, like a car or a house or a gun or anything like that. We won't put that on the air, but we'll put anything else on that's yours, not somebody else's, that you're trying to sell, and we will try to sell it for you. We'll give your phone number, and people can call you and say, hey, I'd like to buy that tchotchke, but I don't want to pay quite that much. I'll pay a little bit less, so you can negotiate on the phone about it. During the winter, we don't do real well during the Swap Shop, but we do get a lot of people sending in stuff of things that are going on in the area, and you're more than welcome to do that. Send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's 520, well, it's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Or if you have something to call in, the phone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll mention both of those things more times than once throughout the next 40 minutes. We've got several things that have been sent in to us. Mental health first aid is going to be a course, a free course. It says it's $170 value. It's going to be put on by Adam H. Mental health first aid teaches you how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance abuse disorders. It's going to be at Marion Area Chamber of Commerce in the Garden Room at 267 West Center Street here in Marion. It'll run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. April 12th with a one-hour break for lunch. The registration deadline on this is April 5th, so you're going to have to get that in fairly soon. It's already, April 3rd? Is that what it is? April 3rd, Thursday the 3rd. So you're going to have to get that in the next couple of days, and you will become certified in mental health first aid, MHFA, and learn how to identify the impact of mental health challenges, It'll help you recognize signs and symptoms of mental health challenges. Lots of things that it can help you help rectify. Let's see, the instructor will be April Smith. And you can contact her at aprilsmithmhfa@mail.com. Let's see if it gives a phone. I don't find a phone number on this. So I guess you can contact Adam H. to get in touch with them. On the 10th of this month, they're having the 47th annual Harding Day Dinner, which is put on by the Republican Party here in Marion, Ohio. It's going to be held at on the 10th, which is Thursday, at All Occasions Banquet Facilities out there in Waldo, Delaware Road, outside of Waldo. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. That's when the hors d'oeuvres and the wine and that sort of thing are going to be served. Advanced dinner reservations require $40 per person if you call by Friday and you get registered, Friday the 25th. Let's see. Well, that was last Friday. It's too late for that. Anyway, this event is going on. You can't pre-register, apparently. But you might contact somebody at the Republican Party if you still haven't gotten your tickets for that. There may still be a few seats available. Also, on the 10th, out at Tallgrass Trail, they're having a spectacular cardinal program. And that'll be at the Tallgrass Trail, and it starts at 4 p.m. Our cardinals are going crazy out in my backyard. So it says, come learn about this beautiful bird. We will be going out on the trail to find them. Well, you know, that is the state bird of Ohio. So it'll be fun to go out and find them. They have a unique song, so you can learn that. I love looking at my cardinals, and my blue jays are quite active right now. This morning when I got up, I have a bird feeder, and the cardinal was really having a good time. It has learned how to get up on my bird feeder, which is a anti-squirrel bird feeder. The weight of a squirrel will make it not let any of the seed out, but my cardinal has learned if it gets up there, it can knock some of that to the ground, and then his little girlfriend will eat it off of the ground. But also that gives the squirrels something to eat. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. You can call us at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to sell, or an event you'd like to promote, or something you're looking for, you know, people do look for items on this show and occasionally get them. And we'll be glad to help you out. I was doing some quotes, and I think I still have 4 quotes left that I hadn't done. We'll get those and talk about those here while we're waiting for any calls, or while we're just shooting the bull, as I mentioned early this morning. When one door closes, another one opens. But we so often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the ones which open for us. Alexander Graham Bell said that. Now, that's kind of complicated. When one door closes, another one opens, but we so often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which opens for us. There's a lot of truth in that statement, and he took a long way to get around about it. But Alexander Graham Bell made that statement, and he was a very bright man, so obviously that's a very bright statement. But it's a little convoluted. But you don't want to focus on the negative of the closed door. You want to focus on the positive of the doors that are opening in front of you, I believe is what he's saying. I think that's what he was saying. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop, and if you do have anything to sell, the number is 740-383-9944. We talked most of the morning about Mardi Gras and Lent and all the things that go on around that, and all the different events, as well as the different foodstuffs that people eat. And foodstuffs seems to be the appropriate word, because there's a lot of stuffing of food. Carl Sagan said this, and I love this quote, and it really has a lot of significance right now at this time in our poor world that is struggling to stay sane. Extinction is the rule. Survival is the exception. That's what Carl Sagan said. Now, extinction is the rule. Yeah, you understand how many thousands of species have died off and never to be seen again. So extinction is the rule. No one gets out alive. Survival is the exception. There are critters that and even plants that there are plants that live thousands of years, but they go by the way too. And there are critters that live hundreds of years, but they also go by the way. So extinction is the rule. Survival is the exception. Quote from Carl Sagan. Have you been down to New Orleans? We once played LSU down in Louisiana. And as part of going down there, the team and all the coaches and those of us who travel with the team took a side trip down to New Orleans. Actually took a trip out to Tulane, which is a university just outside of New Orleans. I'm not sure if it's outside or inside New Orleans, but it seemed like it was outside. It took us a while to get there, but it was kind of fun. We all got on a like a trolley car that drove us out there. It was kind of fun. I really enjoyed that. Lots of good, fun things to do in New Orleans, and it's the week to be there. Fat Tuesday was this past Tuesday, and celebrations will run through probably next Tuesday, and or at least two next Tuesday. Usually 3 to 7 days is how long the carnival. I don't know why it's pronounced that way. It lasts for almost a week at some places. Now, I have never been to Mardi Gras, but I have been down there to New Orleans and did love it. I loved the city. It was a beautiful city and lots of things to do, lots of places to go, lots of people to see. Struggled through a terrible hurricane a few years ago. Was it Katrina? Yeah. And hundreds killed by that. By the water more than the wind, because the waters, more people are drowned, I believe, than hit by things flying through the air. So a word to the wise, stay away when there is a hurricane coming to town. My youngest son, who lives in Ojai, California, just called us a couple days ago and told us that they had a earthquake, and epicenter of the earthquake was only 5 miles outside of the town where he lives, Ojai, California. But he said it was a very weak earthquake, and he hadn't heard too many earthquakes, and he's lived out there about 10, 12 years, something like that. And he said he thought maybe a raccoon had jumped onto the roof of their house. That's what he thought it was. And then his wife, who is more attuned to earthquakes because she's lived there all her life, said, no, that's an earthquake making that noise. He said it was kind of a bang and a pop, but that there was hardly any shaking, just a little. But it wasn't a very big earthquake. I think at the epicenter of the earthquake is like 4.3 or something like that, but near them it was only closer to 2 something. So it wasn't really bad, but it was interesting, and it gave pause to his mother, who had a small fit, thinking, oh, my boy. But, you know, if it had been really bad, I would have been concerned, but I knew it wasn't really bad, so I wasn't terribly concerned. But his mom, you know how moms are. She was concerned that maybe a glass would fall off the wall and hit him in the head or something. Oh, me. Here's a quote from Hubert Humphrey. Compassion is not weakness, and concern for the unfortunate is not socialism. Now, is that a apropos quote for this time? And this was Hubert Humphrey was several years ago, but he said, compassion is not weakness, and concern for the unfortunate is not socialism. Kind of a powerful saying. Well, let's see. I think I only have one more quote that I can give you, and then we'll go to some of our other thoughts that I have. It's 12:36 right now. If you're interested in putting anything on Swap Shop, you can give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we do have things that are mailed to us. If you want to mail, you know, like an event flyer or something like that, send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we have here three of them, I think, from this week. The 47th Annual Harding Day Dinner will be held on March 10th at the All Occasions Banquet Facility down there outside of Waldo on Waldo, Delaware Road. It starts at 6 o'clock, but if you haven't made reservations, you better get a hold of somebody in the Republican Party and say, hey, I'd like to come to that, but I didn't get pre-registered, because they really do require pre-registration. But maybe there's a seat or two still available, and contact them. The keynote speaker to that will, by the way, be Secretary of State Frank LaRosa. Okay. Mental health first aid is going to be taught. It's being supported by Adam H. A mental health first aid teaches you how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance use disorders. It's going to be held at Marion Area Chamber of Commerce in the Garden Room, 267 West Center Street here in Marion, Ohio. The course is free. It's a $170 value. It'll be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. April 12th, and they'll have an hour break for lunch. They want you to register by April 5th, and earlier I was unable to find out where you who you contact, but there, I do have a an instructor. Her name is April Smith, and her address email address is April Smith, and that's with a capital A and a capital S, MHFA, and those are all capitals, at mail.com. That's April Smith, MHFA, at mail.com, and you can get signed up for that. It sounds like a very interesting program and class. Also, The Tallgrass Trail is having a spectacular, I guess, on the 10th. They call it the Spectacular Cardinal, and you can come out and learn about the Spectacular Cardinal, and they're going to go up and down the trail and try to find some of the cardinals, and that'll be on the 10th, starting at 4 p.m. Out there at by the trailhead, on the Tallgrass Trail. Also, I notice on the 12th, from 1 to 4 p.m., they're going to have a guided natural tour. And now the tour starts at 1:30, so you can get out there a little early and wander about, and then take the tour at 1:30. They call it the Shamrock Hike, Winter Hike Series, out at the Tallgrass Trail. Come as you please. You can hike at your own pace, or go as far as you'd like to. So it's kind of a free-for-all out there at the Tallgrass Trail. And that's those are always great. I've been on a couple of those, and I've enjoyed all the things that you can see. Not too long ago, we had James Anderson, who's the naturalist for Marion County. We had him on my show, and I pointed out to him that a week ago, I was driving out there, pulling into the Lowe's parking lot, and a bald eagle flew down over the top of my car, couldn't have been more than 50 feet above me, and did a swoop and circled my car and then took off. But oh, what a magnificent bird they are when you see them that close flying. Huge, big white head. He told me because the whole head was white, the bird had to be over 5 years or older. And so that was kind of fun to see that. Now, I have seen other bald eagles out in that area, but none got that close to me. It was great fun. Great fun. I was out there getting garden implements and stuff. That's what I do at this time of the year. I get ready for my garden. my grandsons came and visited us last week. And one of the grandsons went up and asked his mother when she came to pick him up, "What's Grandpa growing in the basement?" I have some lettuce growing in the basement. And I think he thought maybe I was growing something illicit, which I was not. I'm growing lettuce and chard and what else? A few flowers in my basement. They're just babies right now. They're tiny. Some of the lettuce, though, has grown enough that I've been able to harvest, I think, for 3 or 4 salads already. I love doing that. I think I'm doing something good for my body. I'm not sure. Of course, stuffing the other food in my face probably is not as good as the lettuce, but I do enjoy doing gardening, and I've got all sorts of plans this year. One of the things that I just put up is a bee house. I have a little house that has like reeds in it, you know, certain round things that the bees can go in and lay their eggs and make have little babies in the spring. But it's to entice mason bees to come and visit our house. Apparently a mason bee can do 20 to 30 times as much pollination as just a normal honeybee, and they're much smaller. They can get in and out of stuff easier, I guess. This house also has holes the size, and I can't remember the other type of bee, but it's a kind of like a mason bee. It's a non-stinging. Well, they can sting, but they don't sting very much. They're not very aggressive, any of these small bees. And both of them are much better pollinators than our honeybee. So that's one of the things I'm doing. Also, I raked up some of my leaves from the fall that I left on the ground to turn into compost stuff, and it's really doing quite well turning. Now, I'm told it'll take more than a year for a leaf to turn into good compost, but Then I pour it into a gallon, or not gallon, a 50-gallon drum, and let it, well, not 50-gallon, but a big, huge garbage can, and let it compost on itself, and then keep it wet and turn it and stuff, and throw some of our garden scraps into it. And I think I'm doing something good. I'll find out more about that, though, next Thursday, because we're going to have a lady on that knows all about that sort of thing. She's going to be on our show talking about getting ready for gardening. She'll be on next Thursday from 10:30 to till 12, and we'll talk about some of the things you need to do to get your garden ready, some of the things you can be doing to start your garden, that sort of thing. And she's kind of the head of the garden club down in what's the name of the town just south of here? Anyway, she's the head of one of the garden clubs in the area and knows all about, and she has doctor before her name, so she must be really smart. It's 12:45, and I forgot to tell you, the temperature has come up. Let's see what the temperature is right now, so that you can get excited. It's 31 degrees. We only have one more degree to go, and it'll be freezing or above, and that's supposed to come here at 1 o'clock, and I'm happy to see the ice leaving. The ice on my sidewalks really kind of scared me a little bit, because we had pretty thick ice for a couple of days there, two or three days ago back. And even my puppy dog didn't like walking on the ice. My puppy dog actually would walk along and then stop to smell something, but would raise a leg, not doing what you think he was doing. He just didn't want that foot to be on the ice. He did that several places just to keep, only have 3 feet on the ice. We had a good time. Little Buddy's a good little dog, and we go out about 4 or 5 times a day and walk for about 10 or 15 minutes each time. Have a good time. I'm looking forward to when it's going to be warm enough. Like yesterday and the day before, it wasn't bad. I could go out in a light winter coat and didn't need a second coat underneath it. And I didn't have to put Buddy's sweater on. Buddy has a sweater. We have a rule: if it's below 30 degrees, he wears his sweater. If it's above 30 degrees, if he jumps up on the couch, that's kind of telling me he wants to put the sweater on. But if he doesn't jump up on the couch, we go out without the sweater. We have an interesting way of communicating, the dog and I do. I bet you, if you have dogs, you know what I'm talking about, right? You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. We're not doing a lot of swapping, obviously, but we do have a few events that are coming up. I'll read those one more time to you. Well, I'm going to wait for about 5 minutes and then read them toward the end of the show. But if you have anything that you want to sell or buy or talk about, you know, an event you want to talk about, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you want to mail us, like we have like three items today that have been sent to us, you can send it to us by putting it in an envelope and, you know, your little flyer or whatever, and send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. 31 degrees out there. And what does it say about the wind chill? Well, we don't have a terrible amount of wind chill, but it does feel like it's 24 degrees. There's 9-mile-an-hour wind averaging out there. And the UV index, which means how sunny it is 4, so it's called moderate. They say you should wear sun protection. Well, I'm not going to be out there without clothes on, so that I don't think I'll need the sun protection. You know, one of the things I do follow is kind of an interesting thing. It's the sunrise and sunset times and how it's really gone up recently. We get a lot longer daylight by about a minute or two every day. We're now up to 11 hours and 26 minutes a day of daylight. And it got down in the 9 hour range for, it seemed like forever, but our sunrise now is at 7:01. We finally slipped past 7 o'clock. 7:01:22, if you want to be precise, is when our sunrise was this morning. And the sun will set at 6:27:23 tonight. Our days are getting longer. I'm trying to think. Spring is what? This is 17 days away, something like that. 17 or 18 days away. The 21st of March. I can't do math in my head right now. I haven't had a sip of coffee in a while. Hey, it's 12:50. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. And we've had a long day today. I don't usually do 5 hours. But Scott needed a break this morning, so I covered for him, and he'll be back tomorrow doing his very bright shows that he does. Scott's a great interviewer. I love listening to the interviews that he has with so many people. I'm not as good an interviewer as he is. I really feel bad about that. But I do interview some people, and we do have a good time on my show. And I appreciate all of you who tune in to listen to Swap Shop, or listen to On the Air, or listen to A Progressive Life. We had a good discussion yesterday with Dr. Feynman, talking about all the political stuff. There's so much political stuff going on right now, you just don't know where to start, right? I'm hoping and wishing for our brother and sister in Ukraine that things can pass and be of a better quality of life for them. I wish that the rest of the world could convince Mr. Putin to leave people alone. They did nothing to him, and he seems to be intent on killing the people of Ukraine, not just fighting the battles against their army, actually Ukraine has turned all of their males between the ages of 18 and 60 into their army. Let's hope that we can find a way to find peace in that neck of the woods. And by the way, if you were listening earlier, a gentleman called in and asked for prayers for his grandson, who's kind of struggling right now. And if you think about it, and you do a lot of praying, pray for this little boy. I think I'm guessing he's in the age of 2 or 3 years old and struggling to get his breath. And they had to take him to the hospital, and he is doing better, he said. They've got him on the right path, they hope. So we wish for him speedy recovery and lots of health. Hope he has a wonderful life. I've been lucky. I'm 75 right now, and I have no complaints about where I have been and what I have done. I hope you are the same. But one of the things that keeps me alive and young, I'm hoping, is my dreams for the future, for you and me and for the whole world. Good things. I dream about helping people that need food. I dream about getting an RV so I can travel the United States and see all the wonderful things in the United States. I dream about listening to great music. Those are all things that kind of float my boat, as you might say. I hope you have some things that spark joy into your life. And think about those things. Think about them more than thinking about the bad stuff that's going on right now. But we have to think about it because we have to change it. But let's not dwell on it so much that it makes our lives miserable. Anyway, you're listening to Glenn Coble, and I hope you tune in to all my shows, all three of them. And I was lucky enough that Scott asked me to help on his Now show this morning, so that would make a fourth show that I did this week. I have a good time. I'm not sure I'm built to take 5 hours of being on the air. This chair is getting a little hard on my dear ear. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'm going to be signing off here in about 5 minutes, and I won't be able to see you until next Wednesday. So during that week, why don't you think of good things to do and help your next-door neighbors with, and good things for the animals and the plants in your world. You know, we had deer in my backyard, and we could tell that because of the, as our naturalist says, scat in the backyard. You know what that is. And it was very obviously deer scat. We have fence around two sides of our backyard, and my house is on the other side, and it looked like the deer came in from the fence side as opposed to the open side. But I was shocked. And we live in town. I mean, we live on Euler, and there are lots of cars that drive down Euler way too fast. But there are lots of cars around. How that deer got into our backyard, I have no idea. I wish him luck. Because it's kind of dangerous to be near our street at times. There are some people that don't know what 25 miles an hour is. That's what the speed. You know, I got busted for doing 35 down Forest Lawn because, you know, it's kind of a boulevard. There are two lanes, but they're separated by a thing in the middle. So I'm thinking I can do up to 35 on that. Well, that's wrong. That's what I was doing. I think I was doing 34, and they pulled me over because it's a 25-mile-an-hour zone. That cost me $104, but I paid it, and they were right. So I paid it, not cheerfully, but I paid it without complaint. That's the first ticket I've had in a long, 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 long time. Anyway, hopefully we're going to be driving out to California. It takes 5 days to get out to my son's house. Don't ask why we're driving. My wife does not like to fly. But we're driving. It's kind of fun. You get to see all of America outside the window of your car. We drive. We're probably one of those people that the truckers or the kids who drive so fast yell at. But we rarely go above the speed limit, so there are probably people that don't like following behind us. Well, go around us. But we try to follow all the rules, and we're old folks, you know. We try to do what's right. That's one of the things I found out about old folks. Most old folks want to stay within the rules, right? And that's exactly what we do, and we try to treat ourselves comfortably. We are going to stay in a specific motel chain all the way out. We know where we're going to be. Got it all planned out, ready to go. The last day is kind of rough because you really want to get there, and we have to drive through the desert part of California, which is not very much fun. A lot of sand, usually some heat. You better have gone to the bathroom because there are no places to do that. And you better have enough gas. And I do understand that the gas is going to be pretty expensive this time on the way out there because of the war. You know, that war has jacked that price of gas up by about at least 20 cents a gallon, maybe 30, 40 cents a gallon, depending on where you go. But you know, that's... we don't get to see our son very often, and so that's just one of the things that we do. It's just a sacrifice we have to make so we can be with our son again. Hey, we only have about 45 seconds, and I'm going to say goodbye to all of you. Thanks for listening. I hope I didn't bore you too badly. We're going to have a good week this week. I know you are. You're going to learn something new. You're going to do something new. You're going to eat something that's really good. And we're all going to have a good week. And I hope when you come back on Wednesday, you'll be able to tell me, hey, Glenn, we had a great week, okay? Well, take care of yourself, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.